SBS Radio.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.
SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਰੇਡੀਓ ਦੇ ਸਰੋਤਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਅੱਜ ਅਸੀਂ ਮਿਲਾਉਣ ਜਾ ਰਹੇ ਹਾਂ ਸਿੱਖਨੈਟ ਦੇ CEO ਗੁਰਮਸਤਕ ਸਿੰਘ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਜੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ, ਜਿਹੜੇ ਕਿ ਅੱਜ ਕੱਲ੍ਹ ਮੈਲਬਰਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਏ ਹੋਏ ਹੈ। ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਆਉਣ ਦਾ ਮਕਸਦ ਜਾਣਾਂਗੇ, ਸਿੱਖਨੈਟ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਵੈਬਸਾਈਟ ਹੈ ਉਹਦੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਉਹ ਥੋੜ੍ਹਾ ਹੋਰ ਚਾਨਣਾ ਪਾਉਣਗੇ ਕਿ ਉਹਦੇ ਓਬਜੈਕਟਿਵਸ ਵਗੈਰਾ ਕੀ ਹੈਗੇ ਹੈ, ਅਤੇ ਆਉਣ ਵਾਲੇ ਰੁਝੇਵਿਆਂ ਬਾਰੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਦੱਸਣਗੇ। ਗੁਰਮਸਤਕ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ, ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਰੇਡੀਓ।
Thank you so much. So happy to be here.
First of all, welcome to Australia. And what brought you to Australia this time?
Yes, Australia has been on my list of places to visit for my whole life. And I've always wanted to come join. And I have a number of different people that I've met over the years through the internet, but never met in person. So when I got an invitation to participate in Harising Nalua retreat, this was an event for aspiring leaders of the Panth, and it's about inspiring and providing tools and information for youth to organize and create seva projects that they want to actually go out and create, but they wanted to have individuals who had successfully created organizations and then been involved to help this with the step-by-step, so that when they leave the camp, they have a plan, they have ideas and things in place, and they can go out and start these projects. So this was 3.5 days here in outside of Melbourne, and we just finished that today.
Beautiful. Mostly what happens during the camps or leadership camps is there's a lot of activity, inspiration and all that. But after that, you know, there's no follow-up.
Yes,
is there any plan for this one?
This was actually a unique camp because, like you said, most of the camps that I've been to are typically geared for younger age. Mm-hmm. And most of the people that were at this camp were probably 18 to 40 in that age range. So these are, you know, young adults and adults who are already on their way, and many of them in careers, but want to have something that is more than just their job. They want to do some bigger seva for the community, but many of them don't know how to go about doing some of these things, or just wanted a little inspiration and help. So this is what this was created, the structure. And I think the Akal Fauj, the organization that hosted this, they're going to be providing follow up, as well as myself from SickNet, and Majinder Paul from United Sikhs, who is also one of the guest speakers, and Harjeet Singh from Perth, Australia, who is also a part of the team there.
Let's start with your journey, because you have been a source of inspiration for wider youth across the globe.
I was actually born and raised a Sikh. My parents adopted this faith when they were in their teens and early years. My mother was from a Jewish background and my father from a Christian background. And they got into yoga and meditation, and then they started learning about the Sikh path, and that was something that they really felt a connection to and were inspired. So I was born in this lifestyle. Mm-hmm. I went to boarding school in India for almost 10 years. I was in Mussoorie and Dehradun. And so I had a deep connection with the culture there, and it helped me in my later years as I was doing SikhNet to be able to better bridge the gap of the kind of Western mind and the Eastern mind, and having a better understanding for some of the different needs and ways to connect those two.
And why did you choose SikhNet, like a electronic media?
Yes, that's a good question. I think at the time, SikhNet is now almost 23 years old. So I was in my teenage years finishing high school, and I never ended up going to college, but that wasn't intentional. I was planning to, but basically I was seeing the youth around me who were feeling no inspiration for this path. They didn't have any relationship with Sikhi. It was rules and regulations and do's and don'ts and people judging every step of the way. So I wanted some service that was really for the younger generation to be able to connect to each other and share in their own way mm-hmm. what inspires them and help each other. I wasn't claiming to be any expert, but I wanted to create a platform for people to connect all over the world. And I didn't mm-hmm. have any idea that it would turn into what it was today.
Oh, that's lovely. So many things have changed in the last 23 years. So where do you see SickNet in the future, in the next 5 years?
Yes. In the past, I was very clear that since my strength wasn't at that time, just Sikh history and that sort of thing, it was mm-hmm. more about connection and resources for people to, mm-hmm. We had Gurdwara directories, discussion forums, chats, other kinds of information I didn't want to duplicate what was already being done. Mm-hmm. So going forward, that is certainly one of the challenges. Over the years, we've done many different services mm-hmm. on SickNet, and some of the things that we're actively working on now is we have some online learning courses that people can take that are blended learning, which is kind of like you have do-it-yourself, watching different videos and reading different articles that are part of the course, as well as live sessions with the whole group. So you have kind of a real-time, and the whole group is doing it together, so you feel part of a team. So that's one avenue that we're exploring. And then I think for the younger kids, we've been revitalizing some of the audio stories and video stories, animated stories for mm-hmm. kids. We have all of these things are in the app form and on the website, so you can go to, Google Play or the Apple Store mm-hmm. and download the SickNet stories for kids. I highly suggest that anybody that has children that they download these. Mm-hmm. These were really inspiring stories of the gurus and stories of values that your kids will grow up and learn so much from. And my kids and so many other kids tell me how much that has changed how they look at life and being spiritual being and being a Sikh.
So from your experience, what are the challenges that are faced by the community right now, especially the youth, because you are interacting with a lot of youth these days? What are the challenges they are facing?
Yeah, so some of the challenges I see is that the Gurdwara structure, which is kind of the sole place where many of the Sikh community congregate, it hasn't evolved to suit the needs of the younger generation. It's still very rooted in kind of the elder generation. And it serves a purpose for that, but when all the younger generation who are relating in a different way, but there's only Pracharaks from Punjab and they don't understand it, there's a cultural gap there. Mm-hmm. And the community has to have more of these Western-minded younger generation involved mm-hmm. and be more, so that they can help create some of the changes that are needed in the Gurdwara. So that's certainly one of the mm-hmm. areas that is of need.
And in the coming days, weeks, and months, what is your schedule?
I'll be here in Melbourne for another week. I'll be Craigieburn Gurdwara on this coming Wednesday, followed by mm-hmm. Blackburn on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And then we'll have one other fundraiser event at somebody's house in Point Cook. Mm-hmm. But other than that, upcoming in December, starting December 30th through January 13th, I'll be in Sydney. There's another camp there, the Sikh Youth Association camp, that's from January 2nd to 6th. I'm excited to be participating in this camp for the first time. Many of the leaders of this camp are longtime friends or people that I've known that are super inspiring, and I'm really excited to be a part of this camp and see what has been there for. I've heard this will be its 21st year, I think mm-hmm. it is. So I will be joining that camp, and after the camp as well, we're looking to have some home events at people's houses. We're looking for people who are willing to host mm-hmm. Fundraiser events. This is SikNet's annual fundraiser time of the year, and we're completely supported by donations from the Sangat to continue to provide mm-hmm. all of the many services that are available. So that's one of our goals. And the other goal is to connect with Sangat, make face-to-face relationships, and hear about the needs of the Sikhs in Australia.
The Sikh Youth Australia camp is mostly a family camp that caters for, say, very young ones from 4 or 5 years to 80 years old. Which age bracket you will be targeting?
For myself, since my strength is not teaching about Sikh history or Gurbani specifically, my area would probably be more closer in the teen age and young adults. That would be where I'd have the most kind of to share with that audience. Certainly adults as well would find, you know, connection, and I think that would be where I would want to focus most.
Thank you so much for your time today. Longing to see you in Sydney very soon, by end of December.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to it also.
SBS Radio.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.